with BookBeats. I'm Don Swaim. David Gates reviews music and books for Newsweek. He takes the subway to work and on the way writes in a notebook. Gates says for him the subway is a great place to write.
You can't do it at rush hour, obviously, because you're squeezed shoulder to shoulder, but I'm lucky enough at Newsweek to be able to come in at kind of off hours where I'm always assured of getting a seat.
Anyway, there's nothing you want to see in a subway.
Hemorrhoid signs and anal warts and fissures, I mean, good God.
David Gates is basking in the praise for his first novel, Jernigan, the bleak but often funny story of a man pushed over the edge by a family tragedy. While Jernigan is a self-destructive alcoholic, he is not without a dark sense of humor.
And I like the tension between something that's both hilarious and just on the edge of intolerable.
For example, Jernigan shoots himself in the hand, something most of us would only think about.
What would happen if you were feeling really, really bad and you happen to have a little handgun around and there's that kind of enticing webbing between your thumb and your forefinger, and, you know, do you put the thing there? You know, it's not anything I've ever done or, God help me, ever would do, I hope, but you can make characters do that stuff.
The publication of Jernigan has given David Gates the impetus to go on with his fiction.
Obviously, I want to write more novels. I like the form a lot.
David Gates' Jernigan was published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Growing up in Connecticut, David Gates was taken by the image of the beatnik writers.
These were rugged, misbehaving, you know, flannel-shirted, bearded he-men, or whatever the hell they were.
David Gates decided to become an academic. He met his first wife, the writer Ann Beatty, in graduate school, but everything seemed to fall apart, the marriage, school, and incomplete dissertation on Beckett.
There was a period of maybe 2 or 3 years there where I just had no idea what to do. I was around 30 years old.
Gates got a job at Newsweek, answering letters to the editor. He also started writing short stories in a novel, which attracted no interest.
At one point I drew a cartoon novel. Strange thing.
Which he never showed to anyone. Now, in his mid-40s, David Gates has found critical success with a novel called Jernigan, which is funny and tragic in turns. It's the story of a man, an alcoholic, who is on the run and who flees to a trailer deep in the country in an effort to assess the shambles of his life. David Gates says he doubts he'll ever write a lot of books to line the shelf.
I'm a short shelf guy, and I'm 44 now. There's not that many years to do 5-year novels in, but you do what you have to do, and you do what you can do, and you do what is in you to do.
Knopf published David Gates' compelling novel, Jernigan. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When David Gates began his critically praised novel, Jernigan, several years ago, all he started with was the image of a field in the country.
I certainly didn't know it would be a novel. It was just I regularly go into a room and sit and write and see what comes out. And that was what came out that day.
In that field, David Gates pictured a hill off in the distance, then a trailer, then a man walking into the trailer.
It's a very inefficient way to begin a book, yeah. And it does not always end as happily as, or as fortunately for the writer as this did for me.
The man entering the trailer was shaped into the novel's anti-hero, Peter Jernigan, whose wife is killed in a suicidal accident, an event which propels Jernigan into retreat and alcoholism. It's a dark story, but one relieved by bursts of humor. David Gates reviews books and music for Newsweek. He says going to work is almost a relief from the grind of struggling with a novel.
In the initial stages, though, it's a blessing to have a job to go to. It's great to have someplace to go so that you don't have to sit in the chair for 8 hours and come up with nothing day after day.
David Gates, banjo picker, was on the fringes of the literary world for years.
I still don't feel like a writer. I feel that I've written a lot of stuff, but in some sense, real writers are different.
David Gates is a real writer, as his novel Jernigan attests, published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.